Hello, and welcome to another edition of WATD's Blue Cirrus Telehealth Radio. This radio show is every month, and we talk about telehealth, healthcare issues, and other interesting facts around virtual care and sometimes artificial intelligence. And today we're going to be talking about a Blue Cirrus offering and brand new offering called Hey Blue, which is probably what you might think if it's a question and answer. Hey, I want to ask you a question. Hey, I want to find out something. Hey, I want to learn something from you in the same way that you might with other types of technology. So we're excited about that. I'm Michelle Hager. I'm the managing partner of Blue Cirrus. And as you know, in this show, we try to educate folks on a lot of different topics. So welcome to tonight's show. I am excited to have our guest, who is Christy Musser, one of our senior consultants from Blue Cirrus Consulting. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you're here to talk about this because I know you've been working with our team behind the scenes on Hey Blue and what's going to be included in it. Our team has been developing the website interfacing, determining what kinds of services we might want to put into Hey Blue, and really how it's going to be presented from a public perspective. What is it going to look like from that side? So it's a new offering. We're excited about it. So tell us a little bit about Hey Blue from what you've been working on and your perspective.
Sure. So just coming from, working heavily in virtual care for the past now 4 years, I can't believe it. And in healthcare my entire career, but virtual care really focused in the past 4 years, right? We've been living since day one in the gray in this area. And I say day one, I'm talking about COVID. But we're living in the gray because we've got a lot of flexibilities in regulations that are, there's a moving target. So questions are just across the board, and we really need a community to be able to come and find our answers, to be able to ask questions on the fly or when needed, and be able to get those answers and know that you're getting quality responses and researched responses.
I think that's an important point is, lots of people can answer a question or maybe post this on a listserv or something like that, but you don't know if you're getting quality answer. You don't know if the people that are answering the questions are qualified to answer the question that you posed. And I think this is an important point around the trust factor. You don't know if you get an answer to a question. Is the person qualified to answer that question? Are you getting a qualified answer? And more than that, at a health system or a healthcare organization, you need to make sure that the information that you're getting is accurate and that you can stand behind that and you can provide that to other people and they can feel confident in what is being provided. As you know, Blue Cirrus is the top telehealth company to know by Becker's Hospital Review. We have a lot of accolades, et cetera, as well as our consultants who are fellows are experts in their fields, like you, Christy, or expert in compliance and reimbursement and virtual care. This is what you're doing day in and day out. And what I think from an organizational perspective, what I want to know from you is what kind of things do you think would be helpful? You mentioned that these questions are coming up because we are living in the gray around COVID. And the reason why we're living in gray is because the law is changing all the time. The law is changing all the time at the state level. The law is changing all the time at the federal level. So this is really difficult to keep up. So what kinds of things and why would this be helpful for an organization?
Oh, there's I how long do we have?
Yeah.
Because telehealth it doesn't and virtual care doesn't hit just one area. It really hits all areas of a healthcare organization. And what I mean by that is it hits your operations, it hits rev cycle, it hits compliance, it hits
Clinical.
IT, it
Yeah.
hits clinical. So there's so many different pieces of it. We're really redesigning how care is delivered. And so there could be questions in any one of those areas. And it's one thing to have a website to go to for references, and those websites, I believe, have their place and can be very helpful. However, there's so many nuances to the laws, to the regulations that are being changed or proposed, and something comes out, it's like you can read it, but a lot of times it just leaves us scratching our heads with like, okay, well, what does that really mean? So to have someone to go to dialogue about those questions and those gray areas, either where something is silent, there is no mention of it, but there's still question about it, or where something is said in a way that you could go to, different ways on it. So
Yeah.
I really think organizations are going to benefit from being able to take it a step further, and get some more in-depth, potentially nuanced answers.
Yeah, I think this is akin to phone a friend, right? Because in the community of telehealth and virtual care, and now in the advent of artificial intelligence, we're seeing a lot of I'm just not sure what to do. I'm just not sure. And as you mentioned, things might be silent in the law. And in the case of clinical care, you want to make sure that you're being compliant. And this is also true for startup organizations that might be starting into this business. I know we certainly get a lot of questions. Is it okay for me to do it this way? What are the things that I need to consider? How is this software need to be changed? Or how does this need to be modified to be more compliant, or how far can I go? Where is the line? And I'm not really sure. I have some idea, but I don't really know where the line is. And new businesses may want to jump right up to the top of that line or right on that line. And healthcare organizations may want to be very conservative and live far away from that line. And also understanding the context from which these questions are being answered, I think is important too. If I'm getting a question from a health system, I'm going to provide the context around that. Here is the edges of that question, particularly when we talk about compliance. But you're right, it's all of these different categories. It's IT, it's clinical, it's rev cycle, it's five, six different categories. And actually, the knowledge base is categorized in that way into those sections. Does this question come from an IT perspective or a clinical perspective? And various consultants can answer based on that topic. So talk a little bit about some of the examples that are in the knowledge base and the things that you've been working on behind the scenes, sort of the questions that you've seen, the types of questions that you've seen, and what would be contained from your perspective.
So, one question that I know we've had that I found really interesting, especially when we, as we researched it, was around the DEA and credentialing for telehealth. And do you need a DEA? And it wasn't even necessarily with telehealth, it was around credentialing, but it happened to be, in the context of a telehealth service. But do you need a DEA if you're not prescribing the level of medication? And technically, you don't. And that was very interesting to research and find out. And we did find some great information from the DEA itself around what they recommended and supported. Payers are still requiring, many still require that there is a DEA on file. So this is really now a discussion between organizations and the payers, but what we were able to do is answer that question and give organizations some credible documentation and context around it so they can start having those conversations.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the knowledge, right? It's the power of it. Here's the documentation. Here's the link to where you can find this information. And now you can have a meaningful discussion internally around this particular topic. And I think the DEA one is a great one to bring up. We get questions around what codes can I use for billing? We get questions around clinical care. What type of clinical guidelines should we have? What do I need to include in a return on investment? Things like that. You may have a pro forma that you're developing internally, but you want to make sure that you're getting all those categories. We can provide you those categories. That's an easy question. We can pull that together based on our experience with multiple organizations. And I think what we're also seeing in the knowledge base as it grows and as it matures is a place for folks to be able to pull things like job descriptions, like policies and procedure examples. They can also call on the 14 years of experience that the company has had in business in the virtual care space and what other people have learned over the years and pull that information and be able to utilize that. So maybe your question came in with compliance or with DEA, but you left with some clinical information that you weren't even expecting.
I think that's a great point about things that you're able to pull up, and that from an operations standpoint, a job description, clinical guidelines within the telehealth world. This is new to all of us, so we're all learning together, and we're able. I think this is where we can really come together as a community and help each other, and that's why I love the concept of Hey Blue. I think we all know that a lot of times there's not a right and a wrong answer. And we have, like you said, we have to understand what the level of risk is around it, where those edges are, and then make a determination, an informed decision around what you're going to do in any particular situation.
Right, exactly. And this Hey Blue is now live. It is live on our website at blue-cirrus.com. That's CIRRUS.com. Blue, like the color blue. We are excited to offer this at very reasonable pricing. They have a different, several different pricing models. One is monthly, one's without knowledge base, one's within. You could do a year contract, you could do a year subscription or 6 months subscription, all sorts of different flexibilities there to fit your needs. So whether you're a large health system with lots of different questions that you may need to pull on, a lot of different categories, or a smaller organization where you know that you have, very specific and narrow organ, or the other way around. Sometimes smaller organizations have complex questions as well. Certainly, we encounter them as part of our work every day. And as we mentioned, some startup organizations and for-profit organizations that are putting together software in the telehealth space, as we talked about, particularly around the AI space and all the virtual care solutions. So no matter what it is, in virtual care, artificial intelligence, IT, clinical, compliance, revenue cycle, et cetera, we are here to help. That is our purpose, and we always want to provide additional value to our clients, and that is the purpose of Hey Blue. Any parting thoughts, Christy?
Sure, I'm very excited to be a part of this, and just to say that even myself has been able, I've been able to learn from the consultants with Blue Cirrus. So I can vouch that it is just a plethora of knowledge and understanding from all across our nation, in various healthcare settings and areas and disciplines. So it's a great resource to take advantage of, and especially in this time when we have so many questions, and I don't think those questions are going to go away. We need to have a collaborative team.
That's exactly right. And our team is very team-based, and you as kind of spearheading, pulling all this information together, we're grateful for that. And everybody learns from everyone. That is our goal here, and that we can work collaboratively and all learn from each other. So if you're thinking about it, you have a question, go out to heyblue at blue-cirrus.com and sign up today. Thank you, Christy. It's been a pleasure to talk to you today, and I hope you have a happy new year.
Thanks, Michelle.
We will be right back with Blue Cirrus Telehealth Radio with our next guest here on WATD 95.9. Don't forget, we are the smartest show on radio.